With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Albert Castellanos on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. Tensions rose at the House as a measure passes that aims to prevent illegal immigrants from coming to Oklahoma. House members spoke out against the bill, worrying it would put Oklahomans in danger. Representative Arturo Alonso Sandoval worries the bill would lead to racial profiling.
I fear that people that look like myself will be stopped and detained and have to prove citizenship, leading essentially to police state.
Bill sponsor, Representative John Eccles, says the bill won't allow any kind of racial profiling.
Nothing inside this bill will allow racial profiling. I abhor racial profiling in all of its forms. It should never be okay, and it is not okay.
House Bill 4156 will fine anyone found in the state $500 and up to 1 year in prison and give them 72 hours to leave the state. A bill headed to the governor's desk would require proof from contractors and subcontractors who work for the state or other public employers that no illegal immigrants work for them. The bill requires compliance with the E-Verify system, as backers of the bill said they were ensuring hard-earned tax dollars aren't supporting the employment of the undocumented. Make sure to check those monthly Pike Pass bills from the Turnpike Authority. You may find overcharges. Several people have posted issues with those bills where they found overcharges, and some have received funds from the Turnpike Authority. Bills related to guns always generate debate. State House members approved Senate Bill 859 to increase the felony sentence for stealing a handgun from 2 to 5 years. Representative Trish Ranson had a question about the owner's responsibility to the bill sponsor, John George.
Representative, does your bill cover or penalize a gun owner for not keeping control of their firearm?
No.
George didn't have any data showing tougher sentences on gun theft would work. The bill passes 80-11, and it now goes back to the state Senate for consideration. Covering state capitol news, I'm Albert Castellanos on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
When it comes to state capitol news, Oklahomans want more than just political talking points. They want to know how a bill will really help them. That's why the Radio Oklahoma Network covers the state capitol and state agencies with you in mind. Our reporters ask questions you want to have answered. It's news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans on one of our great Radio Oklahoma News Network affiliates or at radiooklahomanews.com.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.